Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Jamur umum ditemukan di rumah-rumah di Australia karena jamur ini tumbuh subur di lingkungan yang hangat dan lembab, terutama di area dengan kelembapan di atas rata-rata. Hujan deras dan banjir parah yang baru-baru ini melanda berbagai bagian di wilayah pantai timur Australia dapat kemudian diikuti oleh penyebaran jamur yang belum pernah terjadi sebelumnya dan akan menyebabkan masalah kesehatan yang berbahaya. Sebagian besar daerah yang terkena banjir di Queensland dan New South Wales, sisi utara pendengar, sangat rentan terhadap pertumbuhan jamur. Sementara pembersihannya bisa beresiko, mahal, dan lebih baik diserahkan kepada para profesional. Demikian saran para ahli. Berikut ini rangkuman khusus yang disusun oleh Magica Fossati dan Domenico Gentile. Jamur adalah sejenis fungi yang mudah tumbuh di daerah lembab dan kurang ventilasi, yang berkembang biak melalui spora. Spora terbawa di udara dan dapat menyebabkan masalah kesehatan jika terhirup oleh mereka yang sensitif atau alergi terhadap spora ini. Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia WHO memperkirakan bahwa jamur ada di hingga 50% rumah di Australia dan dapat menyebabkan masalah kesehatan yang serius bagi orang yang terpapar, meski untuk waktu yang singkat. Jamur juga dapat merusak kain, pakaian, dan barang-barang pribadi lainnya yang dalam banyak kasus ini akhirnya harus dihancurkan. Perhatian utama bagi pihak berwenang adalah efeknya pada kesehatan masyarakat. Wakil Presiden dari Australian Medical Association atau AMA, Dr. Chris Moy, mengatakan mereka yang paling rentan adalah orang yang menderita alergi, masalah pernafasan yang sudah ada sebelumnya, atau sistem kekebalan yang melemah.
The commonest the allergies is really that people who have asthma or who have bad hay fever or eczema and are allergic to mold, that these conditions could get much worse. And that's probably the most common. For others, it may just be a direct irritation because of the mold. So that's things like bitter irritation of the eyes and irritation of the nose and throat. And then in a rare number of cases, we'll have much more severe reactions like severe lung disease or direct infection of the lungs themselves or sinuses. And they're very uncommon. They're generally in people who have a susceptibility, like, for example, if they have chemotherapy or, for example, who have a very rare severe immune response to the molds.
Peneliti dan dosen senior arsitektur dari University of Sydney, Dr. Ariana Brambilla, baru-baru ini menerbitkan sebuah buku tentang kelembaban dan bangunan. Ia mengatakan bahwa rata-rata satu dari tiga rumah mengalami kelembapan yang berlebihan dan perkembangbiakan jamur yang mengakibatkan dampak signifikan pada kesehatan dan biaya perbaikan. Dr. Brambilla menjelaskan bahwa perilaku kita di ruang tertutup dapat mendorong pembentukan jamur di semua jenis bangunan, baik itu yang lama ataupun yang baru.
If we look at new buildings, it could be also the way we live indoors. So it means ventilation of the spaces, and if we are doing particularly activities, workouts for example, or if we just leave clothes drying indoors. So we can say that both old buildings and new buildings can suffer from mold growth equally.
Efek jamur pada kesehatan manusia dapat memiliki konsekuensi yang dramatis. Amita Piatsi yang berbasis di Melbourne ini mulai mengalami gejala setelah tinggal di beberapa properti sewaan selama beberapa tahun, yang mana kesemuanya mungkin telah mengalami kerusakan akibat air. Butuh bertahun-tahun baginya untuk menyadari bahwa berbagai masalah kesehatan yang dideritanya ini terkait dengan paparan jamur.
There was a vast array of symptoms. Some of them were cognitive, some of them were behavioral, some of them were pretty health-based. First of all, brain fog. I couldn't quite understand what I was doing, short-term memory loss. I couldn't find the words when I was speaking. Like sometimes in meetings at work, I would be there and I just couldn't find the word. I would go completely blank. The worst symptom for me was chronic fatigue.
Miss Piazzi juga memperhatikan gejalanya memburuk ketika ia mulai bekerja dari rumah. Hal ini termasuk penyembuhan luka yang lambat seperti untuk goresan dan juga memar. Ia mengatakan dua hal yang membantunya mengatasi gejala ini, yang pertama adalah pengetahuan dan kemudian penghindaran. Ia mulai belajar tentang dampak jamur terhadap kesehatan dan memutuskan untuk pindah dari properti sewaannya yang mengalami kerusakan akibat air.
When I first started reading it, it was just like, oh my God, this explains all of the symptoms that I've been having in the last 10 years. So it was a big revelation. And then the very first step that it's widely recognized for mold treatment is actually avoidance. So what helped was finding a place that was not water damaged and didn't have mold.
Namun pindah rumah bukanlah hal yang mudah. Wanita berusia 39 tahun dan pasangannya tersebut membutuhkan waktu 5 bulan untuk menemukan properti sewaan yang sesuai. Setelah tumbuh di lingkungan tertutup pendengar, jamur ini sangat sulit dibersihkan karena letaknya jauh di dalam permukaan. Dr. Brambila mengatakan bahwa tugas membersihkan jamur sebaiknya diserahkan kepada para profesional.
It's highly difficult and we always recommend to not do it yourself at home. Sometimes, you know, with some chemicals that could be quite toxic. It's easy to wash it off. But the problem of mold is that it's inside the wall. So probably we just clean the surface, but the mold stays there. So it's not a long-term solution. So the best way on the short term is ventilate the space or use humidifier to remove the excessive humidity and then call a professional that could actually look and assess the gravity of the situation.
Seperti yang digarisbawahi oleh Piazzi, pindah rumah bisa jadi bukanlah langkah yang mudah dilakukan bagi semua orang, karena hal ini menimbulkan tekanan finansial yang signifikan.
I feel very privileged that I have a good job to be able to support me, not only moving out, but also support my treatment. I always say that healing from mold sickness is actually a privilege because you don't get any compensation. I think the legalities in the real estate market prevent an easy process of compensation. Like you would have to demonstrate that the landlords have previous knowledge that the place is not livable.
Sementara itu, para peneliti sedang mengembangkan metode dan strategi baru untuk mengontrol terkumpulnya kelembaban di gedung-gedung dan untuk mendorong penggunaan bahan yang lebih efisien guna mencegah berkembang biaknya jamur. Tetapi saat ini tidak ada peraturan ketat yang berlaku. Pada bulan Maret 2020, penyelidikan pemerintah federal terhadap penyakit terkait biotoksin di Australia merekomendasikan agar negara bagian dan teritori melakukan penelitian lebih lanjut tentang kecukupan, kode dan standar bangunan yang saat ini ada yang terkait dengan pencegahan dan perbaikan kelembapan dan jamur pada bangunan. Associate Architect Diana Yang dari firma Luigi Rosselli mengatakan bahwa meskipun undang-undang tidak mengatur tentang pencegahan kelembapan, ada kode dan standar yang perlu diikuti dalam konstruksi bangunan baru.
With the Building Code of Australia, there are some specific rules that are set out, which relate specifically to a few topics specifically, which is the building membrane, basically preventing water from coming inside the building, obviously. Then the other items are ventilation. So if there's any buildup of condensation, you need good ventilation to sort of clear that. And then also focuses on specifically the ventilation of the roof space. So if you have any exhaust systems within your buildings, that will affect the condensation buildup, which thus leads to mold. So it's important to make sure that all the exhaust systems are well ventilated and exiting the building in the, you know, and not being held up anywhere.
Dr. Brambila mengatakan bahwa penelitian terus dilakukan guna meningkatkan kualitas bangunan.
On the research stage, and like also how the construction sector is moving now to adopt these strategies and these new provision, is actually looking at how we can improve the construction quality. So we are looking at where materials are placed, for example, like vulnerable or more critical materials can be placed outside or high humidity zones, for example, bathrooms, but also the type of and the permeability of membranes inside our walls, so that they can allow walls to breathe and to exhaust the excessive humidity that can be accumulated inside.
Dengan cuaca yang sangat buruk baru-baru ini di sebagian besar wilayah Queensland dan New South Wales, pendengar, risiko terhadap kesehatan penduduk yang disebabkan oleh peningkatan kelembaban telah meningkat secara dramatis. Dr. Moy memiliki beberapa saran yang bagus bagi mereka yang menemui berkembangnya jamur dan bagaimana untuk melindungi diri dari jamur ini.
Well, really, to try and reduce your exposure, first thing is try to stay in the fresh air if possible. Unfortunately, obviously, in situations such as the recent floods where there's a lot of moisture exposure, which is what's going to cause the mold to flourish, is to dry out as much as you can, open up the windows as much as you can to dry out things, and unfortunately remove things that have been really soaked in water for a couple of days, like carpets and things like that. If they're soaked in water, they're probably not going to be able to dry it out, and they'll have lots of molds. They may need to be thrown out.
Dan jika Anda terpaksa harus berada di tempat yang ada jamurnya, Dr. Moy menyarankan untuk mengenakan masker yang sesuai.
And the other thing is that if you do need to go into an area where there are a lot of molds, wearing one of these heavier duty masks, these P2N95 masks, which are much better at sort of filtering out molds or the spores, are the sort of things that are worth wearing.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.